doodly 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 100.3 The Sound. We're going to do the classic rock time capsule in a few minutes, and a chance for you to cash in on that. 888-696-1003. If you think you know anything about Eric Clapton's guitars, then be the third caller, 888-696-1003. You get to match wits with Christian over here, Mr. Genius.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Hey, howdy, everybody.
Howdy.
Friday. It's the freaking weekend. It's 100.3 The Sound. Andy in the afternoon. I'm Andy Chanley of the Indiana Chanleys. He's Christian James Hand, somewhere over there where people make stupid decisions.
Yes, yes.
Britain.
Very proud of my country today. Bunch of douches.
Anywho, we've got pressing matters like Skydog is on the phone from Arcadia. How you doing, Skydog?
Hey, good. Good to talk to you, Andy. I talked to you about a couple weeks ago, remember?
It was a month or two ago we talked to you. Yeah. Skydog, it's on your birth certificate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm playing Puppy Monkey Baby in your honor, Skydog. Hold on just a minute. We're going to ask Christian a question about Eric Clapton's guitars. You're going to second guess him, and I think maybe you're going to get some tickets to Knott's Berry Farm. I think that's how things are going to shake out. But we'll see. We'll do it all in mere moments on 100.3 The Sound. Puppy Monkey Baby. Puppy Monkey Baby.
Puppy Monkey Baby. Puppy Monkey Baby. It's hypnotic.
100-888-888-888. Sounds like a new cop drama. Celino and Barnes. I like it.
Hey, Barnes.
Sound.
You're a loose kid.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
Here we go. It's Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule for Friday, June 24, 2016. And we've got Skydog on the phone from Arcadia. You with me?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Can I get a howl?
Ow, yeah.
Nice.
All right, well, there you go.
Anyway, well, I'll ask you a question in just a second about Eric Clapton, but first we're going to talk about other things that happened on this date in history, like...
On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
Got a great rock and roll story from this date in 1977, provided it's actually true. A police detective in Madison, Wisconsin, says he witnesses Elvis Presley jump out of a limo to stop two bullies beating up a smaller kid. King strikes a karate pose, and says to the bullies, I'll take you on. The two punks let go of their victim and apologize to Elvis while the scrawny little kid skedaddles. Elvis then gets back in the car and zooms away. Now, I say, if it's true, because what kind of a douchebag cop is just going to sit there and watch while two big kids beat up a smaller kid?
It's Chicago, man. It's a dangerous town.
No, it was Madison. That was Madison.
It's even worse.
Yeah. Today in 2000, Kiss have an auction of instruments, costumes, and stage props.
You ain't getting tired now, are you, people? Look, people, y'all had a good weekend, people. Yeah, people, gonna do one for you.
He would sell plasma if he could make money off of it.
The people really do come with their checkbooks because the auction raises $875,000 in the first day alone. That's not Eric Clapton good, but it's pretty darn good. And I'm going to bet it wasn't for charity. I got lots of birthdays today, like... Jeff Beck, 72. Oof. Mick Fleetwood turns 69. And Arthur Brown...
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
74, and traffic saxophonist Chris Wood would have been 72. All right, we're bringing Skydog back in for this one. Christian,
yes.
Your question. Today in 2004, what's the name of the Eric Clapton guitar that sells for almost $1 million? One guitar for almost $1 million. Is it Blackie, Brownie, Reddy, or Whitey?
Well, first off, it's a saxophonist, not a saxophonist.
Saxophonist?
Yeah, you heathen. And the answer to this query is Brownie, Andy. Brownie.
Is it Brownie? What do you think, Skydog? Is he right or wrong?
He is absolutely wrong.
He's wrong?
And Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
Actually, he is. He is wrong. It's Blackie. Blackie is the name of the guitar, and I'm suspect that you didn't actually know that, Christian. But yes, it sells for $959,500 a dozen years ago today. Who buys it? Guitar Center. It was on display up here at the Hollywood one for a while. You see, Eric buys six 1950 Stratocasters in 1970 at a Nashville guitar shop, gives one to Pete Townsend, one to George Harrison, one to Steve Winwood. Then he has a luthier combine the best parts of the remaining three into Blackie, which he plays until Yeah, the neck cracks in like the mid-80s.
Man.
And he can't play it anymore, and he auctions it off for that Crossroads Rehab in Antigua of his. Sammy, tell him what he's won.
Sky Dog's going to be riding the new Ghost Rider roller coaster with a four-pack of one-day tickets to Knott's Berry Farm.
Hey, that's nice. Hold on, Sky Dog. We're going to get some information from you, brother, all right?
All right.
Sky Dog! Yeah. And Clapton's going to play us out of Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule. How about with a song recorded with Blackie?
Oh. Does it have a saxophonist on it?
No. Oh. You're listening to Andy in the Afternoon, though. Listen how it goes. My rhythm. Tito Puente's song from Santana here. Hey, coming up in just a moment or so, we've got Song Fight. And I'd really like to win because Christian and I are tied right now. Whoever wins goes into the weekend up one and has the bragging rights. I like to text him over the weekend and remind him that I'm up one.
That's cool, is you're already annoying me and you haven't even won anything yet. Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, it's going to be a long
show. Just warming up. Yeah. So listen up. We'll do that in just a few minutes here on The Sound. 340.
Unbearable human being.
Round one.
Say fight? Is that at the end there?
I said fire. I don't know. Right. Couldn't tell you. Anyway, it's time for Song Fight. 3:40 every day. Christian and I each pick a song. He belches. And then you choose which song you'd like to hear the most via text.
Yes.
You won yesterday, so you, sir, you get to go first today.
Well, I've been waiting to unveil the Guns of Navarone that is my two fills, Andy. You have me up?
You are up. I'm sorry. Now you're up. Oh, this is a good one. Philip Bailey of Earth, Wind, and Fire and Phil Collins.
Certainly. The Ebony and Ivory duo that killed it with this jam.
She's an easy lover.
Different speed.
What speed should we play, you think?
That'll be exciting. Oh, that's a good one. I decided to go with a band out of Athens.
You're going to go with R.E.M.?
Georgia. Wanted to hear some mandolin today.
You were riding my coattails from my choice earlier on the beginning of the week.
I know. I love REM, man. And this song?
That was nice of you to be a douche about my choice earlier on the week, then.
I hit that on the beat, by the way.
That's me in the spotlight, losing my religion.
So we got Losing My Religion from REM. If you like that, you want to text A to 21003. If you want to hear Easy Lover by Philip Bailey and Phil Collins, you want to text C to 21003. Don't do it while you're driving. That's not smart. And usual text cost supply as well. We'll have the results after 6 p.m. right here on this radio station, 100.3 The Sound. Hey, we have another special guest host next week on Mark in the Morning. John Ross Bowie from The Big Bang Theory is going to stop by and hang out with Mark and the gang. That's Monday on Mark in the Morning.
Play Freebird, dude!
I'm playing Freebird.
Dude, play Freebird!
I just pressed the button and we're now playing
Freebird. How about we get some Freebird on, dude?
We're broadcasting Freebird.
It's going to be awesome right now. Be some Freebird!
This is Freebird.
Yeah!
Oh, wait, this is Freebird?
Yeah.
I thought this was Stairway to Heaven.
No.
Oh, I've been a fan of the wrong song the entire time.
Yes.
What one is this?
This is Freebird right now.
So if I was like, hey, Freebird! This is what you'd play.
Yeah, it would sound like this.
Play Stairway to Heaven! Woo! Stairway to Heaven!
Now time for Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says.
Everything on HBO, when the kids get out of school, junior high and high school, they reach for, I don't know, the quasi-pre-cheerleader kind of phase. I don't know if that's actually a psychiatric definition clinically. It should be. Could be. Why isn't it? Who are these kids? Who are they? What do they want? Why are they here?
This has been Random Shit David Lee Roth Says on Andy in the Afternoon.
Dibs. 100.3 The Sound. and listen to the music. Hey, we started off that set with Freebird Leonard Skinner, by the way.
Right.
There's a film in the works about the plane crash.
Oh.
In 1977, that took Ronnie Van Zant, Steve Gaines, Cassie Gaines, background singer, assistant road manager, the two pilots. Well, Artemus Pyle, the drummer, survived the crash and has had to live with that. And so they're going to have his recollections that that kind of put together the story. But he and Gary Rossington are the only two still living from that original lineup.
Right.
So going on limited input, but would you want to go see a movie about that?
I was just thinking, that sounds like the rom-com hit of the summer, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know how it ends, and you know,
it doesn't end well at all. Well, we'll see.
Nothing better than survivor's grief played out on a huge screen.
Right. It's always a hoot.
Oh, really?
We've got something to cheer you up. We've got a breakdown. The Eagles are the subject of it, and we'll feature them next on The Sound. You better get cracking.
Looks like I am.
When you hear that sounder, you know it's time to go deep inside the music and hear stuff you haven't heard before.
Well, Andy, I mean, it's pretty obvious to everyone that the Eagles are horribly overrated as songwriters, as musicians, and especially as singers. So let's listen to People's Exhibit A, witness for the prosecution, shall we?
One of these nights, one of these crazy old nights, we're gonna find out, pretty mama, what turns on your light? The full moon is calling, the fever is high, and the wicked wind whispers and moans. You got your demons and you got desires. Well, I got a few of my own.
This is when it gets terrible.
Ooh, someone to be kind to in between the dark and the light. Ooh, coming right behind you. Swear I'm gonna find you one of these nights.
One of these dreams.
Wow.
Ridiculous.
One of these lost and lonely dreams.
But it's almost like the Bee Gees level harmony business going on, you know?
One that really screams.
That breath.
I've been searching for the daughter of the devil himself. I've been searching for an angel in white. And I've been waiting for a woman who's a little of both. And I can feel her, but she's nowhere in sight.
Ooh, loneliness will blind you in between the wrong and the right. Oh, 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 oh.
Ah.
For those of you listening, we were utilizing sarcasm as a way to illustrate that the Eagles are incredible. We all know that. They're fantastic. We don't need the email.
Did you see that documentary on HBO about them?
Yes.
Glenn Frey, again, said what we did when we made these songs, we had a secret weapon. We had a Don Henley that we could put on things. And that's just, that's butter.
It's unbelievable.
So great. Fun stuff. There's 100.3 The Sound. I want to send out a RAM SOS. Well, it's not an SOS, is it? Because our ship isn't sinking. All ships are rising. If you're excited about the Rams coming back to town, we are too. The games are going to be here on The Sound, you know, the FM home of the Rams games. You can join The Sound's Ram Fam, our little club.
Clever. Huh?
Just text RAMS to 21003. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. We'll keep you up to date with the inside info on the Rams, kickoff reminders, and give you the chance to win some special VIP tickets. Ram Fam, you want to text RAMS to 21003 because this is the official FM home of the Rams. It's 100.3 The Sound.
And the official home of the Ram Fam.
Right.
I just got the bill for that, by the way. That cost us $6.5 million.
Ram
the
Fam.
Company.
I like their song Black Betty.
Ooh, that is a good one.
It's Andy in the afternoon.
Ram Fam.
What do you think about that? You're hearing stuff like that because you texted like when you heard Spencer Davis Group, Give Me Some Lovin', and What's Not to Like. You can text like to 21003 anytime you hear something you like, and dislike when you don't think it's so great.
I'm texting like now because I like you.
Aw, yeah, that's sweet.
Round one, fight.
Okie dokie, it's song fight time at 3:40. We each pick the song like we do every day. And then you tell us which one wins with a text vote. I sure want to beat Christian today, so I hope you vote for me. But he probably feels the same way, going back the other direction. Anyway, the song that he picked today is this one.
Woo!
She'll take your heart, but you won't
Easy Lover.
Yeah.
Phil and Phil.
Phil and Phil, baby.
Text C to 21003 if you like that. I'm a big fan of R.E.M.
That's me in the corner.
Yeah, it's a very sad Friday
That's
song.
Me with a bud. Light.
No, it's not.
Spotlight. Text A to 21003 so we can hear this. We never play this. It'd be a hoot. Don't do it while you're driving because that's dumb. And usual rates apply. We'll find out who the winner is just after Shiksh. So, Christian, imagine you're Jim Clark, a Pink Floyd fan, who spent $500 on the Wall Super Deluxe Edition box set.
Mm-hmm.
And there are only 3,000 copies of it made. And Roger Waters' website promised that he would sign every copy. But what he didn't say is what he'd sign it. Jim Clark got his signed Love, Jimmy Smith. Another one got, there's Jelly Lord, Johnny Dodds. See, these are all names of late jazz musicians.
Brilliant.
He got tired of
signing his own name.
He said he'd sign them. Yeah, no. He didn't say what he'd sign them.
He's grumbly. He's a grumbly
little
bastard,
bit.
You know?
Just a little bit. 100.3 this sound.
Brilliant.
That's right. It's supported by Chevy Silverado. Celebrate the 4th of July at the Chevy Drive event. Get limited time offers now during Chevy Truck Month. Discover more at SoCalChevy.com.
Thanks, Chevy.
Yeah.
They're playing for us to do Uno.
Watch us on Facebook Live.
Yeah. Here we go now.
Now time for Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says.
Because I know this to be a fact. Downtown, when I was living in New York City, the only way you could communicate with most of my friends was swearing. Oh, yeah. Especially the ones who had an education. Oddly. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is the shit. You got to try this. No, that. Oh, that. No, that. Try this. You understood every single word I said, right?
This has been Random Sh*t David Lee Roth Says on Andy in the Afternoon.
It's 100 minutes commercial free. That doesn't mean we can't get in here and do a quick breakdown. What you got?
I got this.
Now here you go again. You say you want your freedom. Well, who am I? Keep you down. It's all right that you should play the way you feel it, but listen carefully to the sound of your loneliness.
Clever.
Like a heartbeat drives you mad in the stillness of remembering what you had. What you love and what you have and what you love. Oh, thunder only happens when it's raining.
I think I might prefer this version.
Yeah, it's nice.
Only love you when they're playing. Say women, they will come and they will go.
Just goes to show how strong a song it is.
Amazing.
But it's awesome.
You clean, you know.
It's just drums and vocals.
Yeah. So, rumors. A great album or the greatest album?
It's flawless.
It's pretty darn good.
There's a great book that you can buy that has the whole story of that record by...
And that classic albums documentary. Go find that on Amazon Prime.
Ken Kelly.
Yep.
Kobe's dad. It's fantastic.
Did you listen to Mark in the Morning this week? Lucy Walsh was in here. It's Joe Walsh's daughter, this guy's daughter. And then on Monday, there's a new person stopping by and hanging out. John Ross Bowie from the Big Bang Theory is going to hang out with Mark and the gang. That's Monday on Mark in the Morning. By the way, if you want to join us on Facebook Live, you can go to 100.3 The Sound or Andy in the Afternoon. We're totally playing cards in the control studio. We've got the music cranked. I promise you we've got that the music cranked. It's Facebook Live, Andy in the Afternoon, and 100.3 The Sound. Right now, 100 minutes commercial free. It's 100 minutes commercial free and 100.3 The Sound while we play cards in the control room. Facebook Live, Andy in the Afternoon, and 100.3 The Sound. Christian, who just yelled out in anguish in the background, he's the one that told me this song, he's not actually walking on the moon. No. I thought he was on the moon.
No, nothing to do with the moon.
He's in love. He's walking. He's just like on cloud nine.
Yeah.
I still hope his leg doesn't break, though. I agree with him on that. It's 100.3 The Sound. Break something down.
Well, the beginning of Bob O'Reilly, you hear that.
The sequence thing, going.
Yeah. Well, it goes through the entire song. So it's even doing it like... Changes chords. Just goes the whole time.
This is like in Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yeah.
When the aliens start playing back.
Yeah.
It never stops
the
entire song. And they can never recreate this, so they have to play this same track. Every time you see them live, they're playing this track.
It's even happening now. So if you listen carefully in the background of the whole song, that squibbly-dibbly-doo thing is going the whole time.
Hey, look, it's even happening here.
Whoa.
Oh, I just started the song over.
Oh, man.
It's 100.3 The Sound.
It's a weird moment.
It's kind of cool.
Drugs are really kicking in right now.
Round one. Fight.
Man, I hate losing. Song fight happens every day at 3:40. We each pick a song, Christian and I, and then you text and tell us which one is going to win. Song fight. Losing My Religion by R.E.M. Lost song fight today, and instead...
Yeah, My Two Fills.
That sounds like a sitcom.
It would be actually a really good show if you think about it.
Right?
Yeah.
Phil Collins and Phil what's Bailey. His face? Phil, Phil Bailey from Earth, Wind, and Fire. We'll do another song fight next time, 3:40, every weekday on The Sound.
So I'm going in one up, Andy,
shut
on this
up.
Weekend.
Shut
Why don't you text me all weekend long and let me
up.
Know that I'm winning?
Christian, what were you saying?
I was just saying, Andy,
let me just tell you, the show behind the scenes is sometimes much
sometimes
better than the ones that get broadcast. That's why we do the Facebook Live stuff, and I want to thank everybody for taking a little bit of time and pulling us up on Facebook and playing along with our stupid games. Playing a whole bunch of great classic rock without commercial interruption, 100 minutes of it more, and also having a second show going on behind the scenes. So I hope you join us for that one of these days soon. We'll be back all next week with fabulous shows. But before we leave you in the capable hands of Rita Wild, we are going to sing a good night song that'll just make you float off to sleep in a nice little happy cocoon of love. Or if you're not ready to go to bed, maybe you'll stay up and have a beer or something.
Yeah. drink heavily and then pass out later on.
It's your call.
Either way.
We'll do it next on The Sound. All right, then. We had a great week of shows, and that's because of you. You're part of the heartbeat of the Southland. Thanks for doing that. Good night, and sleep tight, and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer. Every dream comes true. And though it's always sweet sorrow to part. Get a little sloppy. I know you'll always.
Yeah, that's right. You've been drinking.
Remain in my heart. So good night and sleep tight and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer. Every dream comes true.
And now until we meet again.
Adios.
Au revoir. I want some fine.
I don't like him, but I love this kid.
Good night, Daddy.
How could you not?
I love you.
Ah, he's so good. She's a party girl. Yep. Oh, my God.
She's going to be drinking heavily all weekend.
She's going to be a handful. I love you, Christian.
Love you too, pal. Great week of shows.
Yeah.
Can't wait to not work with you for 3 days in a row.
Me too.
Going to be awesome.
I know. Here comes Rita Wild.
She's great.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Sammy.
Yeah, you're
great,
Jim
Bob.
Thank you.
It's 100.3 The Sound.